This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'll do my best to calm some Yankee fans down coming up in just a few minutes. Plus, we lost OMG, but we may have added a new thing for 2025 if you're a Met fan. We'll get to all that coming up. Plus, your calls at 888-808-1019. But it is time for Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. And by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. My Cinco here on this Wednesday is inspired by an argument we got into yesterday. Evan? I came home to a very angry wife who said me and Tommy need to apologize to Evan for crushing trips to Cooperstown.
Oh, very good.
So I tossed and turned on that and I said, I'm not apologizing to Evan, so I'm here to give you the five most overrated American vacations.
Did you apologize to your wife at least?
No. She said it was very disrespectful. She said it's a nice trip and Evan's trying to mess
with it. I didn't think you guys were disrespectful. I think you guys were ignorant. Which
That's
is different.
Basically what she told me.
Right?
Yeah.
Trying to poo-poo a trip I'm about to take. Come on now.
Yeah. Again, and this was her up too. She goes, when Tiki says something, you should usually listen.
No, I feel that.
Danielle, pump the brakes.
I feel that way too. Like if Tiki joined in and said that sounds like crap,
right.
I would have still stood right by my opinion, but I would have felt worse about it.
It kind of looked good though. I just looked it up; it looked fine.
I know.
I can't wait to go.
When you rubber stamp it, it's more like, okay, see, I was right. These guys are morons.
Nonetheless,
I won't rubber stamp it until after I come back in the end of July.
But you gave me as much of a rubber stamp as one can have.
Of course, considering because I looked it up and it looked fantastic and things that I would like to do, family friendly, and I get to see my good buddy CC Sabathia going to the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Can I do the list?
Yes, go ahead.
There we go!
Number five.
All right, number five on the most overrated American vacations, Disney, if not 2 years clear of your last trip. The every year Disney people, pump the brakes.
Mm, I can see that, even though I end up going every year.
Do you go every year?
Because it's here.
Oh, but that's different.
It's, I mean, we're there anyway for Summit National Championship.
That doesn't count.
So we're there all the time.
Yeah.
So.
I think there's a caveat to that. I think that if you do a long Disney trip, it's tough to come back within 2 years. Mm. But if you do like a shorter Disney trip, maybe multiple days instead of 5 days, then I don't think it's crazy to do it every year.
Right.
The one thing I wonder about is the expense.
Right. That's my point.
It's so expensive. Right. Like, how do you pull that off every year?
By the way, we don't do Disney. We do cheer competition one day at one of the parks.
Last year
it was Animal Kingdom. This year it'll be something else.
I don't consider that. I'm talking about the people that go, this is our big family trip. Yeah. We're going right back next July. Like, there's got to be other places to spend your money.
Harry Potter World didn't change, even though that might not be Disney.
Could be Universal.
Universal.
The Butterbeers. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Number four on the most overrated American vacations. Cooperstown, comma, if not on induction weekend.
Oh, I completely disagree with you. Like, one thing Tiki will experience one thing I think he's going to experience that he won't love is that the town gets descended on for induction weekend.
Of course.
So everything is so busy, you can't move. You lose a little bit of the charm.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go out on off time, you know, you could actually sit down at a restaurant. You could actually walk around the streets. I've never been there for induction time, so I admit I haven't experienced it. Hopefully someday I will for a player I want to see. But I think it's actually not appealing because of the sheer amount of people.
I understand that. But you want to be there with the buzz and the energy.
Yeah, right.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
I'm starting to feel real strong about these top three. Outer Banks, North Carolina.
Oh, come on.
Here's what I'll say about this. And I have a brother.
Overrated, you're saying?
Yes, because I have a brother-in-law that lives down there. And I'm talking about when we come from up north. It is the same type of beach you have in Jersey, you have on Long Island.
Yeah.
The same kind of murky water. If I'm heading down south, can I complete further down and get down to Florida?
But the house experience is what you go to the Outer Banks for. Because you have this massive mansion on the other side of the dune, and it's just, it's beautiful, right? And you take multiple families. It becomes you don't have to leave the house, really.
Can I ask a dumb question? When I go to North Carolina every year, do I go to the Outer Banks?
What town do you go to?
It's a place called Oak Island, North Carolina. I don't know if that's considered the Outer Banks.
Is it near Corolla?
I don't know what that is.
All right, so
I have no idea. Because I think, and this is kind of what you were alluding to, what you're mistaken on is that if you want a house on the beach, which is like the coolest thing ever, right? Like to walk out of your house that you're staying in and you're right on the beach. To do that on Long Island, to do that in New Jersey.
Fire Island.
Is so ridiculously expensive. And I've looked. Because I'd rather not drive 9 hours to North Carolina. And I actually agree. I don't think the beaches are that much better. But the reason I go down there is because I can drop still a lot of money.
Right.
But get a week in a beautiful big house that's literally on the beach that you cannot do for that kind of price.
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
That's exactly right.
That's fine. If that's
how,
your house,
how do you argue?
Have you done it? Have you been to the Outer Banks?
Yeah. I was like, it was just the same beach I have at home.
Forget the beach.
Okay, so how did you do it? Like, did you just go, like, rent a little
nearby,
hotel?
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't do it right.
That's what you're missing. Right. So you brought up the beach. I'm already saying, fine, cool, you're right.
Right.
It's staying in a house on the beach. Like, you have to admit, that's pretty cool. That's like a dream vacation, right?
I've done them on Fire Island, and they're nice.
Okay. I have looked, because I would rather stay in New York. I'd rather stay in New Jersey. I don't want to go 9 hours, but we go 9 hours because as much money as you guys mock that I make, I ain't a millionaire. I can't afford that.
I'll tell you what.
What?
You sell a couple more Knicks games next year, get yourself a house of fire. All right, here we go.
Number two.
The number two most overrated American vacation. Any ski trip ever. Imagine having the time to take off during winter and going, let's go somewhere colder. Some people like the winter. I don't, but there
kinda,
are people
I kind of like that one, Sean.
I mean, my God.
I don't ski, so I don't. I can't experience it, but I would have zero desire to go skiing.
And bless your hearts, all you ski resort owners. I'm glad you guys make it. For me, you know, I'm not falling down a slope and getting snow on me. I got time off. I'm going somewhere warm.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I agree with you, but if you love skiing, you love skiing. It's like golf trips. I don't get golf. Now, I'm in the minority here at this station. Everybody loves golf. They could do it all day. I would think that a golf trip is the most boring thing in the world.
No,
but
it depends. Golf trips can be fun. If you like golf and you like just hanging.
But then you just did it. If you like skiing and you like hanging, a ski trip is awesome.
But you can't do skiing in the warmth.
What does that mean?
At least golfing, you're warm. It's just the idea of being cold. Who wants to be cold?
I like the cold, but it's about the activity. Like, you're missing the point. It's about, do you like the activity or not? I don't like skiing or golf, so neither sound appealing. You know what I mean? But if you like to ski, it's amazing.
And it's everything that comes with it, like a golf trip. Like, there are other things you do on a ski trip. And plus, they have fake snow. If it doesn't snow a lot, you can go find snow. Some people like snow. Evan's a snow guy.
Tommy sold me. Go to a place with fake snow. Here we go.
Number one.
And the undeniable most overrated American vacation. It's Mount Rushmore. Look, there are the heads. What now?
Right.
Sean has absolutely nailed number one.
Mm.
As much as I love presidents, and I do.
Nerd alert!
The biggest issue I have with Mount Rushmore is, okay, I saw it, now what?
Right.
There's nothing around there. There's nothing to do. You just drove to the middle of nowhere, and all you did was look at a mountain.
And I would argue it's the one place, I would even say in the world, where if you've seen it on TV, as far as I'm concerned, you've seen it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you can see the Eiffel Tower on TV, but you didn't experience Paris.
I think if you like art, then you appreciate what it took to do.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do that.
And how long does that take?
But you can't appreciate that on a 75-inch TV at home?
No, you're right. By the way, Oak Island is about 275 miles south of the Outer Banks.
So it's not the Outer Banks?
Not the Outer
Banks. No, you're at the Inner Banks.
The Inner.
I got you.
That's it.
The biggest problem with Mount Rushmore, because I've looked at it, man. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've looked at the map and I've analyzed it and said, I'd love to go see it. If there were other things around there, I'd consider it. But look at a map. You got Wyoming to your left. You got North Dakota to the top. You got Montana to your left north. You got Nebraska. Left north doesn't make sense, but you get my point. Nebraska to your south.
Left northwest.
Iowa and Minnesota to your east. Like, where are you going? You're there, and then you're stuck. It sounds like the worst.
And I get the vibe most of us have our wives book our trips. That would be the one I'd have to sit down. My wife have like a, you're not doing this.
Yeah.
Before you give any credit, we're not doing
this. What is the one state in this great country that you haven't been to, that you're like, I want to go to that state?
Alaska.
What's your answer, Teague? I know you've been to like every one of them.
Well, you know what it would have been, except I went on Monday, because I was only there for a day.
Monday!
I spent the Monday there.
Which was Utah.
Oh, that's right. You went to Utah. Mm.
Utah's beautiful.
Yeah.
It was like you land at Salt Lake City, and you're like, you're in the mountains.
Yeah, speaking of skiing, by the way, that's a great place for skiing.
And like people there just... they're friendly and they're like, where are you from? I'm like, oh, I'm from New Jersey. I'm like, where are you from? I'm like, oh, I'm a couple canyons over.
Canyons over.
What does that even mean? What's just a different lifestyle. So I'd say Utah.
What's your stat? I'm going to guess Lugie's going to say Hawaii.
That's a good one. Mm. I wasn't thinking Hawaii. I've been to most of the major ones. Two for me, I want to go to Memphis because I want to go to Beale
Street.
That's
not a state, that's a city.
But it's in the state, whatever state it's in.
You've already been to that state.
Okay, but I went to Nashville. Relax.
All right. He said state.
All right, so that was obviously 0 for 1. And the second one, I want to go to Ole Miss campus.
You want to walk in Memphis?
Yes.
Okay. Like Jack Cohn.
And I want to go to Ole Miss, the Grove, on that campus.
Walking in Memphis, walking with my feet
10 feet off of Beale.
Yeah. Tommy, I love you. I really do.
What are you going to do in Alaska?
I want to take one of those Alaskan cruises.
I completely agree with you, by the way.
It's like my dream trip now, and I've been to Hawaii. That's the next one.
Before we agree on that, we do need to mock them a little bit.
I was just in Nashville, and I did realize Memphis was in Tennessee.
We literally said, what state have you never been to?
No, but,
and your first answer
can
is not
can
only...
Can I defend myself somehow here?
I got to finish mocking you, and then, of course, you can defend yourself.
Mock away.
I need to explain it.
Can I mock you after you mock me, or no?
You will do that anyway, so it's okay.
Fair enough.
I say... Name a state you've never been to that you want to go to. And his answer is a city.
Okay, but,
he heard
and,
city.
But
I'm still not done yet.
Hold on, Tommy.
But I may not get a chance to defend
Tommy,
myself.
You will. He not only says a city, which is not a state, he says a city in a state that he goes to all the time.
Literally the last state not named New York that he's been to.
So
Nashville, heaven on earth, by the way.
So
for
either
obvious reasons.
You didn't listen to the question, or you're very dumb.
No,
so which one is it?
Neither. When you say you want to go to a state, it's because you want to go to a specific city. Nobody goes, I want to go to Georgia. You want to go to Savannah. You want to go to Atlanta.
Both, in fairness, both Sean and Tiki did not name a city. Yeah. They said a state.
I have no idea what Juneau looks like or if I'd even see it.
I agree. What's a city in Alaska? And Tiki said Utah. So,
but I've been there, so I kind of didn't. I answered you incorrectly.
Yeah, it's true. So what else you got?
All right, so the second one is I want to go to the campus of Ole Miss. I want to go to the Grove for a football game. It looks awesome.
All right.
Now, can I just say one more thing to just put a bow on the Cooperstown thing? Because Sean and I are getting crap from his wife. She should stay out of it. But here's the deal. I mean, honestly, stay in your lane. You know I love it. It's not that we're mocking that Cooperstown is a great place. What, at least I'll speak for myself, you wanted to go there because it has a baseball museum. You could get all the things that Cooperstown has anywhere, but the reason you wanted to go there is because it has a museum. It has a lake, great. It has a restaurant, great. It has things to do. No one's arguing that.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason you wanted to go there is because it has a baseball museum. That was our point.
Oh, okay. Right. That's fair enough. I agree with you about Alaska. Like, that is the last, because I always thought of Hawaii, too.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what I've heard about Hawaii is that you go there and you're like, it's the beach. Like, it doesn't feel that much different.
No, that's not true.
It's not true. I've been to multiple islands. That's not true.
It's because of the mountains? Because of the volcanoes?
Yeah, I've hiked. I've done a lot of that stuff. And great, like the best sushi I had in the world.
All right. I've never been to Hawaii. I was about to go to Hawaii for our honeymoon. Like, it was booked. It was done. And my wife was pregnant. And Zika had come out. And Zika was this thing that was causing major issues with pregnant women and babies. But it was happening in the Caribbean. It was not happening anywhere near Hawaii. But my wife, rightfully so, was like, I'm worried. How do I know it's not going to get to Hawaii? How do you argue with that?
Yeah.
And I remember looking into her eyes, because I really wanted to go to Hawaii. I was like, what are we doing here? Like, Zika's in the Caribbean. Why are we worried about this? But I realized I could not go to Hawaii if, God forbid, something happened. I could not live with myself. So we canceled the trip and pivoted to a completely different honeymoon in which we went to Vegas, Seattle, Portland, and California. And you could laugh about it. I literally planned it in a week. It was that last second pivot because she was so scared, rightfully so, I guess. Like, and luckily, I think Zika's gone, right? Did they get rid of it or something?
I think so.
It did. I'm laughing because I ended up in Hawaii because of Zika. Canceled the trip to the Dominican Republic.
That's funny.
That's funny. They can't fly that far. Which is funny.
They can't fly that far.
You used logic. We were just, we're scared. But I'm with you on Alaska. Like, I don't ever want to do a cruise, but I think a cruise in Alaska would be badass, especially during the spring, where it stays bright all night.
Yeah, and the glaciers, the whales, insert joke about me here, the moose, not Melusis, I'm in.
No, that sounds good. Let's get to some of your phone calls, 888-808-1019. Jack is in Westchester. How are you, Jack?
It's raining, so doing all right. But I got to defend Cooperstown. I held my tongue yesterday, but... You guys are just forgetting about one large thing that goes on throughout all of Cooperstown in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure if you guys have sons, but a huge 12U, 14U tournament happens all week, and I went from probably 12 to 15. It is so much fun to watch about 400 kids play baseball. The kids stay in the it is awesome.
Jack,
they have so many good hat stores. Well, it's amazing.
Right, Jack, I know all about this because my son AJ, when he was 12 or 13, he played in that game. And talk about going and digging into the archives. This is not WFAN archives, but on CBS Sports Radio, which is now the
Infinity Sports Network.
When BT and I were doing a national radio show, My son was playing in one of those games.
Oh, really?
And so we pulled it up, and BT and I did play-by-play.
Oh, that's tremendous. That's tremendous, yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And so, because they had a cameras on all the fields, and so you can watch it
right
on the internet.
Very cool.
And so we called AJ's game from this, actually, was this? No, it was this studio. We were here. We were in this studio.
Did he play, and are those games played at Doubleday Field, which is the main field in Cooperstown?
I don't know which one it was. There's a bunch of fields there.
Yeah.
But
that's like the bigger
one. It had a camera on it, and so BT and I called his game.
Now, very, very cool. That is
five or 6 minutes. It was fun.
That is definitely a big aspect of which I've heard about it. Obviously, my son is only eight, so he hasn't played any of those kinds of things, but how cool that would be. I actually did play on Doubleday Field. Twitter baseball. We had a Twitter baseball trip, believe it or not, back when I ran it, where we went to Doubleday Field, paid the fee, whatever it was, played a game up there, all got drunk, went to the Hall of Fame. Nice. It was a great time.
Oh, see, that's a good Cooperstown trip.
Oh, you like that one?
That one is making
that's
an event
better,
with a bunch of people you share.
So that's better than what I did with my family, because my family had a great time.
It's not.
The lake, the beach.
How many times are you going to mention the lake?
Mm.
The lake is it the only lake in New York's got 50,000 lakes. I assure you can find great ones elsewhere.
No, I get that. And I understand Tommy's point that there are other great towns in New York, and there are. New York's a wonderful place. But it makes Cooperstown appealing along with the Baseball Hall of Fame. Like, I agree with his point about the Baseball Hall of Fame. I wasn't arguing that. It's that when you go to, like, the Pro Football Hall of Fame or you go to Springfield, Mass., the towns suck.
Right.
It's just a museum. Cooperstown is an awesome museum plus a beautiful small town. That's all I'm saying. I don't know where the disagreement is.
But organizing you literally made a league and built it from the ground up and then brought the league to play on the field. Like, that is a cool reason to go to Cooperstown.
Yeah, that was fun. Right. I had a good time that day.
Did you get any hits?
You know what's so funny?
On the,
No, I only did that against John Franco in Coney Island. I don't remember how I did that day. One thing about that league is that at that point, I was just so happy it was running and it was fun that I don't remember my results. One of the things that's weird about me, I'm certainly not a great athlete, but I love playing sports. I love playing baseball. So I ran a baseball league. I ran a baseball league so I could play baseball every Sunday. It's literally while I ran it. But I'm not that competitive. Like, I just want to have fun, get some exercise
in. Doesn't matter the outcome. You're just there to have fun.
If I struck out, whatever. If I got a hit up the alley, which would happen once in a while, whatever. Let's go to Kevin in Rockland. How are you, Kevin?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Well, I have to dispute Evan and Sean about the about Mount Rushmore.
Tell
us. If you've never been there, you sound like a fool by criticizing it. First of all, it is one of the most beautiful areas of the country that you're ever going to see. And as far as things to do around there, the Badlands National Park is right next door. Custer State Park is right next door. There is the Crazy Horse Memorial. There's the Black Hills Mountains that are phenomenal. And Devil's Tower is about 10 miles to the west of Wyoming. It's the most beautiful area you ever wanted to visit. And if it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of Vegas or something, you guys are killing it. It's a beautiful place to visit.
Yeah, you know what I missed out on, Kevin? Yeah, let me be clear. I want to be more honest about...
I don't think
about...
you need the bells and whistles of Vegas, which I actually loathe.
Yeah, no, I don't like that either. I think what I did not explain better, and I should, is that... there's no baseball city near South Dakota. You know what I mean? There's no baseball city near Keystone that I can drive to and see a game at. So sure, there's a lot of museums and there's a lot of parks, and I'm sure you're right, but there's no major city that one can go by as they're driving through and be like, I'm going to hang out in Chicago for the day. Mm. And I think that's what I'm missing
about
it. It's
one of the few states. I was just looking at the map. One of the few states I haven't been to.
South Dakota?
South Dakota, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Nebraska. Those three in a line I have not been to.
Have you ever, because I have done this, you can make fun of me all you want, but I think you would actually appreciate this. Have you ever written down all the states you've been to just to kind of keep track?
I got a pin board at home.
Do you really?
Yes.
See, you're a geek like me. I respect that.
Yeah, I have not.
Here's why you should. Because I think it's interesting to know, what's the number? Because right off the top of head, you don't know the number. You got to count it. What is the number? Like
of states that I have not been to?
No, I meant women that you've been with. I'm sorry. No, I meant states. Do you know that number?
Yes. I know both.
Yeah. What's more?
That's a good question.
There's only 50 states.
By the way, I don't know.
Look at you, dog. Now we know why he likes the dog.
If a woman's name's Dakota and you've never been, does that count?
Sean, have you been to more states or been with more women?
State.
You know that off the top of your head right away?
1,000%.
Okay. Do you know off the top of your head the answer?
By the way, the entire Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah.
You know the answer?
Yes.
Definitively.
Definitively.
I have no idea the answer. I'd have to literally write it down.
No, well, you're talking about like on dates? Because dates,
no.
You definitely.
Stop it.
It's way in your date favor. Than
no,
state.
No. I didn't say dates. I said, yeah, come on. Yeah. Don't make me get literal. Yeah.
Does driven through the state count?
So it's a great question. I think the answer.
I think you had to have stopped.
At a Cracker Barrel, though?
Like, what, you've seen something, stopped and seen something.
See, I would say if you stopped at any point, even to get gas, it counts.
Oh,
I think
that's
flat,
not really seeing something.
Absolutely.
No, you gotta like see
south of the border
that's
or something.
Defining that state.
Correct.
What do you mean defining that state?
I don't like a like I don't know something.
South of the border.
See, a gas station doesn't count.
I went to the house where North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee meet. Does that count as going all three?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because that's a landmark.
That's on property, by the way.
That's three for Sean.
I think that like. I drove to New Orleans, which I thought was a really cool trip to make, mm-hmm. all the way from New York to New Orleans. And you drive through a lot of southern states.
Yeah,
and
Virginia,
I think that one, yeah, I've been to that a million times. But the one state I think I stopped in, but I don't remember what I did, is Mississippi. So you telling me Mississippi mm-hmm. doesn't count on my list because I drove through it, and I think Dudley, my dog, went to the bathroom? That's got to count.
No.
Dudley lifted his leg up.
No.
Might as well have been Connecticut. What would distinguish it being in Mississippi that your dog had to go on the side of the road?
It doesn't matter. You know what I did in Mississippi? I think this counts. I stopped. I think this is Mississippi. I'm trying to get my map right. I really wanted to touch the Gulf of Mexico. I really wanted to feel it. So it's the middle of the summer. We're driving down south. And I said, we got to hit the southern part of this country. Right. And I got to touch the Gulf of Mexico.
Of America now.
Okay. When yeah. I did it, it was the Gulf of Mexico. All right.
You head to Tupelo?
I'm just looking at this map now. It says now Gulf of America.
Hold on a second.
My map says
Holy
Gulf
Holy crap, me too. It says Gulf of America. All right. Look, you know how we call the Cleveland Indians the Indians when they were the Indians, but yes. now they're the Guardians?
Yes.
Same thing with the Redskins and right. the Commanders. I like to honor what it was at the time.
So Gulf of Mexico.
So when I went there, it was the Gulf of Mexico. And I did that in Mississippi.
Okay, that counts.
Does that count?
Of course. You did something that was Mississippi-based.
And let me tell you about the Gulf of America. I mean, oh, Jesus, Mexico. I did it now. The Gulf of Mexico. Let me tell you something about this place. So I go down there, and I touch it with my finger. I go right in there. I put my hand down. I said, I got to feel the Gulf of Mexico. Gulf of America. Whatever. Dude, it was so hot, the water. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was so warm. I was like, this is wrong. This doesn't feel like a Gulf of anything because it's like 98 degrees. It felt like a hot tub. And it turned me off to the Gulf of America, Mexico. I'm lost. I don't know what it's called anymore. This really does feel like the Cleveland Indians and the Cleveland Guardians.
Technically, Mexico owns the largest percentage. So,
well, but
even though it is America, it's still.
But you know what? When I touched it, I was off the coast of Mississippi.
So you had the Gulf of America.
So I count Mississippi.
America.
But I want everybody to do a homework assignment. And this goes for our listeners as well. We'll see how well people pay attention. When you go home tonight, I want you to write a list of every state you've ever been in.
I can't.
Okay, then don't play the game.
No, don't play the game. But the way you delivered that was hilarious.
It's probably easier for some people to pick the states you haven't been in.
However you want to do it.
Yes.
Everyone's got to have a number.
Less counting.
Everyone's going to have a number of the amount of states they've been in. Tomorrow on the show, every time we take a call, I want the first thing that you say to just be the number.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. First thing. Don't say, how are you? Don't say, Tiki, I loved you. Or Evan, you're a jackass. Just 13, 27, 9. And for those that get it, they'll get it. For those that don't, they're just going to be like, why did that person say a random number? Mm-hmm. And that is everybody's homework assignment. I want you to be a loyal listener. I want you to do it.
Now,
I want you to write down that number and have that number ready.
That will let us know that you're a loyal listener.
That'll let us know you're a loyal listener.
And we might treat you better.
Maybe we'll give you a gift.
Yeah.
We'll
let you stay on the line.
We'll give you unlimited time when you call in. But I'm gonna do my number. Tiki will have his number. Sean will have his number. Tommy hasn't decided yet. I don't know if he wants to play or not.
It's also important. While it's going to be hard for me to play because it's important for, I think, some of our listeners to know what the states are. Because I turned to Sean like 5 minutes ago and I go, oh, yeah, I've never been to Chicago either. He goes, you mean Illinois? I go, oh, yeah, right.
Did you say that or did he say that?
I said it. I said Chicago as in a state that I've never
Tommy,
been to.
You're struggling with this.
I guess I just think of the cities more than I think of the states.
Right. Take out Google Maps move your hand so that the country becomes like the country, so you can see everything.
Okay.
And go through the states. It's labeled and say, I've been there. Oh, I haven't been there.
And we're comparing it to how many women we've been with. Right?
Well, that's just, that's extra, that's extra credit. If you want to play that game too, you're allowed to.
That's a different path.
Here's the problem. I cannot go home on my tablet and say, hold on, hon, I'm doing some work for the show, and start writing down names of people and have her say, what are you
doing? Who
know?
Is that?
I'm not, so I'm not playing this game.
And you definitely can't count if you've flown over the city, because that would basically be every
city. You had to have feet on ground and done something.
Boots on the ground.
Relative there.
I think you needed to have left your car. Now, if you did a not a flyover, but a pit stop, airport stop in a state, and you don't leave the airport, that doesn't count either. Mm. Because I think I had that. I don't even remember with Colorado, but I've never been to Colorado, so that doesn't count. So I don't think that counts. I think driving through it does, especially if you stop at any moment. But I don't think like flying and landing at an airport and then just walking to the other side of the airport to get on another plane.
And I know the government is now. Are we counting Canada as a state here or no?
Oh, stop.
I've been to Montreal.
Which state? Because if Canada becomes a state, there needs to be at least five of them.
I went to Montreal. Would Montreal be a...
Canada doesn't count. England doesn't count. Mexico doesn't count. We're talking about the United States of America. There are 50 for now.
23. No.
I didn't ask for your number now.
It's 52.
I just want you guys to remember, because I'm going to forget we did this.
All right. Mm-hmm. We're live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I don't believe, Sean, that he slept with 23 women. One thing I do like about spring training... Mm-hmm. is getting a chance to see young players that you've read about, heard about, are big prospects. Like, I love that. As a Met fan, I get to see Jet Williams play. As a Yankee fan, you get to see Spencer Jones play. You get to see George Lombard play. And that is very, very cool. And I love that. The other day, the Mets showed us Blake Tidwell. That was cool. Brandon Sproat. That was cool. But one lesson I've learned that I would like to help my fellow baseball fans on is that while it's cool to watch them, and it's really cool to see them, do not make a determination on bringing them north with you based on a few days or a few weeks in Florida against double-A or single-A pitching.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is Spencer Jones and George Lombard Jr. They are wonderful prospects. I am not besmirching them. I'm not telling you they aren't going to be big stars. What I'm telling you is that Spencer Jones last year struck out 200 times in double-A.
That's a lot for inferior pitching.
That's a lot.
Has changed his swing.
He's not ready yet. He may be ready this season at some point. It's possible. I wouldn't bet on that, but could be. He will probably be ready next season. So when Spencer Jones does awesome things in spring training, that is cool. That is badass. If you suggest he should make the New York Yankees... right now, you're nuts. George Lombard Jr. hit .220 in single-A. Again, he can be a wonderful player. He's young. Give him time.
He's not even 20, right?
He's not even 20. He's a great talent. I don't want anyone to take this as a knock on them. It's not. It's a reality check. Just because he has a couple of good days and shows those tools against minor leaguers in spring training games doesn't mean... even if they do it against major leaguers, because I think George Lombard the other day, maybe with Spencer Jones, hit one off Zach Wheeler, which is great.
Lombard's been raking versus major leaguers.
I don't want to discount it. He hit .220 in single A. He's not ready to be a major leaguer just because you're excited because you saw him on the YES Network for 5 minutes.
Do you want these guys, Sean? Is that what you're saying?
I actually agree with Evan, but if they do hit whatever their destination is, I would not be opposed to this being July, August territory for either of these guys. And that includes Lombard. If they prove enough.
That's 19 years old, dude.
So, you know what? are 19-year-olds that do come up. Juan Soto.
Nah, there have been 19-year-olds.
Of course there have been.
This is why I'm saying he has to go and not hit .220, but I wouldn't be against the Yankees giving some young injection and being ahead of themselves with these guys.
But that has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
Not a season where you're expected to get back to the World Series and hopefully win it. That's the only problem.
But if there's a need, is what I'm saying. Like there's
of course if there's a need, but we're not talking about being a need yet.
Well, no, I'm just painting that scenario. If there was that, much like the Robinson Cano, Chin-Ming Wang.
But that's for down the road when it's proven. Right now, George Lombard Jr. is a guy who hit .230 in single A last year. He's not ready. He's a great young talent. He's not ready. So while it's cool to see them have moments in spring training, if you are literally telling your friends or going on social media or calling Sports Talk Radio to suggest George Lombard Jr. should make the team, or Spencer Jones should make the team, you got to get your head examined. That's all I'm saying. Mm. And it's not a knock on them. They're, they're great young talent. They could eventually become superstars. We may play this audio a few years from now saying, ah, remember that? But this is more about they got to prove it at their level. Spencer Jones did not do that at AA last year, and George Lombard Jr. did not do that at single A last year. So, again, I love watching young players. But, like, I'm watching Blade Tidwell the other day, right? He had an immaculate inning. It was awesome.
Tidwell did well.
Blade Tidwell had, like, a 6 ERA in AAA. He's not ready. Huh. Let him go to AAA and pitch well, and then we'll talk about him coming up maybe this season.
Yeah, so, make it look easy on the lower levels.
So that's,
dominate where you're supposed to dominate, and then we'll give you a shot.
Absolutely. That's all I'm saying to Yankee fans and Met fans. Just... let's take a deep breath on what happens in the middle of spring training.
Hold on a second. Your biggest reason for not wanting to bring back Iglesias was so Brett Beatty could get playing time. Brett Beatty has done nothing to deserve this, and now you're giving this big speech about
Brett Beatty has, Brett Beatty has conquered AAA pitching. You're incorrect about that. That's why he's earned it.
We're talking about the big league level, and in the big leagues, he has done nothing.
This is a completely different discussion, by the way. So I just want you to understand.
I just want you to clarify, though, what you said earlier, and if it did have anything to do with it.
No, it has nothing to do with it. Brett Beatty's already accomplished what I just said.
Right.
He's already hit enough at AAA. He had like 1,000 OPS 2 years ago. Last year, he had 16 home runs and I think about 70 games. So that's a pace for about 35 home runs. So he's already conquered AAA pitching. He's already done that. So it has nothing to do with it. What do you got?
Me? I'm actually laughing because for the first time, I can't even defend Tommy. You were right on that.
No, it's
not about defending me.
It's not being right or wrong. I don't think you understood what I said about Lombard.
I agree.
And
that's why
Jones.
I'm laughing. I was like, but there might have been a guy on the Tappan Zee that thought the same way I did, so we had to clarify.
That's completely different situations. Once a guy is like accomplished conquering minor league pitching, they deserve those opportunities.
Yeah, but you can't. Prior to that, it's just hope and wishing and. I believe that it's going to happen, and the only way it's really feasible or plausible is if you are desperate. Like, you have nobody else.
And you don't want to be desperate.
Absolutely
not. And the Yankees
aren't.
Because
if you are desperate, it puts George Lombard or whoever you're talking about, Spencer Jones, it puts him in a position of pressure.
Right.
So now you got a young, unproven kid with all the pressure in the world because the team is desperate for you to perform.
Absolutely.
And that's not ideal for any young player.
It doesn't make any sense to suggest that somebody who did not conquer single-A pitching should make the team out of spring training, or someone that hasn't conquered double-A pitching should make the team out of spring training. If a guy's already done that, like Beatty has, it's a completely different situation.
I think, just speaking from a Yankee fan perspective, the reason you're seeing Yankee fans push for that is, while it's outrageous to make that leap, I think they're just looking for a little bit of happy medium because the Yankees notoriously feel like they hold their prospects down there a year too long. So where it's,
do you think they did that with Volpe, though?
Volpe's the one guy where they allowed it to happen, but I'll give you a perfect example. Last year, Jason Dominguez's Verdugo couldn't hit was a perfect example of that.
Okay, so
they played around whatever for Clint Frazier. Maybe he always would have been a bust. That screwed everything
up. Okay, so in retrospect, was it the right move?
I don't know.
I mean, I would argue they got to the World Series. It was the right move.
Not that
Alex Verdugo was any part of that, but at least you didn't think of him as a liability in left field.
I think that's not fair because Jason Dominguez, when he was 21 years old or 20 years old, actually, in 2023, was called up.
But why?
He was coming.
Because they were out of it?
Yeah.
And to be honest, the Yankees wanted to make sure people had something to watch and showed up for in September.
And he came up and he performed.
But I think it was also the fact that he had gone down to the minor leagues. He had a good year or a respectable year in AA. He was hitting a little bit in AAA, and they wanted to give him that opportunity. Last year, I don't think was about a lack of rush. I think it was he was coming off an injury. He didn't play a bulk of the season. Mm-hmm. Now it's a pennant race, and right or wrong, they just trusted the veteran player more than they did Dominguez. I don't think it's what you just said about they're holding their prospects back, because I don't think they held Anthony Volpe back. They threw him into the fire, and they gave him 2 full years and said, go play, go sink or swim. Uh-huh. And he's mostly sunk, and he's still playing.
Anthony Volpe.
But he did win a gold glove.
Right, and it's the one example that they didn't. There was guys like Andujar, there were guys like Frazier, and they all ended up flaming out, and we don't know if the Yankees, jerking them around is what had to do with it.
All I'm saying is once there's a real discussion to call the guy up, I'll probably be on your side, call the guy up. There's no real discussion based on what they've done in the minor leagues, to think that Spencer Jones or George Lombard Jr. is ready for this. They're having great camps. That's awesome. They're not ready for this. You know what I think is more complicated? And it's sort of what Lugie was saying. It was the wrong example was Brett Beatty. The right example is Luis Angel Acuña, in that he didn't have a good year at AAA last year. He did not.
No.
He got called up because of an emergency and played well. So what's a fair debate to have, and I don't know the answer to this, it's probably why I lean towards Beatty, is do you take 2 weeks at the major league level and have that completely throw away the fact that for the most part in AAA, he wasn't great?
Yeah.
That's a little bit more complicated. I lean towards let him conquer AAA and let Brett Beatty, who's already conquered AAA, let him be up
here. But what's his role going to be if Luis Angel Acuña, what's his role going to be?
Whose?
On the Mets.
Which one, Beatty or Acuña?
Acuña. We know what Beatty's role is going to be.
Yeah, I think Acuña would be.
What is he? Is he your utility? What is he?
I think he would be a pinch runner off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would get the occasional start for Jeff McNeil. I think he'd get the occasional start if you want to DH a Mark Vientos.
At second?
At second base, yeah. Huh. And maybe at third base. He's been playing it in spring training, but I don't think he's an everyday player. I think he's more used for speed off the bench. But what do you believe Acuña?
He seems small to me to be a third baseman.
Well, he's learning it, and he's playing it here in spring training.
Sure, but he seems small to be a third baseman.
I don't think that's his long-term position. I agree with you. But, like, what is he offensively? I don't know, because I tend to look more at what he did in AAA than I do 2 weeks at the major league level.
Right.
To your point, Brett Beatty's hit at AAA every time he's been put there. To me, it's a waste of time for him to be in AAA. He's already proven he can hit AAA pitching.
Right.
May as well find out if he can hit major league pitching, which so far he hasn't.
Yeah, exactly. So we've seen Beatty not hit major league pitching. We've seen Acuña hit major league pitching.
Oh, for 2 weeks, though.
But you could see a
player. We saw Brett Beatty hit for 2 weeks at the major league level when he first got called up 3 years ago.
When I saw Acuña play, I saw a guy that has special ability. I don't see that with Brett Beatty. I just don't. He doesn't jump off the page. The ball doesn't jump off the bat. Like, when I heard the ball, like, off the crack of the bat, to me, I heard superstar. I don't see that with Beatty. I think Acuña should be the starting second baseman.
I understand.
He's way better than Jeff McNeil is giving you at this point.
Well, I think it's 2 weeks of Acuña. I don't think we've seen enough of him, but maybe we will at some point this season. Let's go to Charles in Lincroft, New Jersey. What's up, Charles?
Well, you finally get to me after you talk about my accomplishment, Zolde. You're talking about sticking your hand in the Gulf of Mexico, which is the Gulf of America now, as you know. And we're sitting here on hold for 3.5 hours. I've got many things to attend to. I've had multiple meals during this time on hold and done a lot of stuff. So I'm a little disappointed that I've been on hold, but you talk about a lot of things. I just want to say, Lugie, your show, The Lugie Hour, has way better ratings than CNN. It's not even close to ratings. CNN is falling off the roof here. The ratings are so terrible. In fact, we're going to cut the federal funding for CNN because they're disgraceful. I've got to go, but thank you for taking my call.
Wait. We talked about the Royal Rumble. What about the Rumble? Oh, the presidential Royal Rumble? Yeah.
Do you think
you'll win?
I think we're going to do great, and I think anything I do is great. So I'm the greatest in the history of our country, you already know. And you talked about Zika, the virus. I actually got rid of Zika. People don't know that, but I did that. I did that.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
Your team is very good.
Thank you, President Trump.
Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, coming up next on SNY. By the way, I was watching that address to the nation last night, and I have this brilliant idea. Because one thing we could all agree on is that the Democrats, they're brilliant people. They've come up with some cutting-edge plans. And one thing the Democrats came up with that I think I may take with me to Citi Field this year is instead of booing when I'm upset, I'm just going to hold up a little sign.
Oh, God.
Just a little tiny sign that says, take him out. Or a little sign that says, bench him. Or a little sign that says, boo. So I think I'm going to follow that. I think that was actually a really good idea. Who came up with that one?
Did you see that as effective last night?
No.
Okay. So why are you going to do it?
I'm just mocking.
Yeah, okay.
I'm thinking, hey, can we do that in a sports sense? Like instead, when we're upset, we just hold up a little sign, a little tiny sign that says, I'm not happy right now. You know what I mean?
No, I do. I feel you.
Yes.